Hello, and welcome to a SearchOracle.com podcast. This is Coraline Voorhees, editorial assistant here at TechTarget, and I'm here today with Jessica Serkin, the associate site editor for Search Oracle. Jessica recently attended the Collaborate 15 conference in Las Vegas, put on by Oracle's three largest user groups, IOUG, OAUG, and Quest. And she's here to tell us a little bit about what went on at the conference. Welcome to the podcast studio, Jess, and thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Coraline. It's good to be here.
So what was the biggest discussion topic at the conference?
I'd say the biggest discussion topic was definitely the cloud. Right now, Oracle's really pushing cloud services and the idea of itself as a cloud company. Mark Sunday, Oracle's CIO, gave a keynote speech at the conference called Keeping Your Head in the Cloud, Leadership Edge in the Digital Transformation. Aside from the bad pun in the title, it was a pretty good talk. Basic idea was that IT leadership is going to be essential in the cloud and how important it was to adopt a solid cloud strategy for the future.
What kind of reaction was there from people at the conference to Oracle's new cloud strategy?
I talked to John Metelsky, president of the IOUG, the Independent Oracle Users Group, and Melissa English, president of the OAUG, the Oracle Application Users Group. They both agreed that Oracle's focus on the cloud is the change that's going to have the most effect on users. Metelsky told me that the IOUG community is really interested in these cloud developments, but he said that none of this means that everyone is ready to start buying Oracle Cloud technology. Metelsky's a good example of that himself. His day job is as the Chief Innovation and Information Officer for DeKalb County in Georgia. He's been asking vendors to pitch cloud options in RFPs, but he isn't ready to jump into the Oracle Cloud yet. But he's thinking that, from a cost-benefit standpoint, the cloud looks like a better bet to him than trying to upgrade his hardware. English leads global change management and training programs for Oracle's e-business suite applications at AltaCore, which owns Amway. AltaCore is still working on rolling out an on-premise EBS upgrade and hasn't started making plans for the cloud. It doesn't mean the OAUG membership is any less invested than the IOUG's is, though. English said she's been hearing a lot of questions like, do I have to move to the cloud, and when do I have to move to the cloud? So it looks like Oracle users have some pretty fundamental questions they need answered, and that showed. So English thinks that Sunday's keynote speech went a long way toward answering a lot of those questions and showing users the overall direction Oracle is going.
For people who haven't gone, how does Collaborate compare with Oracle's Open World conference?
They're really different events. One has 6,000 attendees and the other has 60,000 for start. I know some people say the conferences aren't competition, but they seem more complementary than anything else. Open World is very much the Oracle party line. It's all about the latest and greatest Oracle products. Collaborate's more about community and users hearing from other users. Basically, you learn what's going on at Open World and you learn what others are doing about it at Collaborate. Metelsky and English had similar opinions. Metelsky actually sends different types of people to different conferences. He sends his director level and functional directors to Open World, so they can see what's coming, and his DBAs, developers, and applications functional experts to Collaborate, where they can learn from other users. English told me that she loves networking and meeting new people, and that's what Collaborate is about for her, the little conversations in the hallway that lead to new ideas. She even told everyone who came to the OAUG meeting of the members they should try to meet one new person every day of Collaborate 15. So for English, the difference between the conferences is all about what you're looking for. Are you looking for a strategy or a roadmap? Or do you want to sit down with some users and figure out how to reach that strategy or point on the roadmap?
And we'll end it with that. Thanks, Jess.
Thank you.
And thank you to our listeners. You can find more coverage of Collaborate 15, as well as other Oracle-related topics and technologies at searchoracle.com. This is Coraline Voorhees, signing off.